When Solana was at $13.57 and everyone was really, really, really scared, I made one of the most difficult trades that I've ever made in my life, and I landed up buying a lot of Solana. And today at $141, as you can see, that position is up 9,361%. This is the actual screenshot for the actual trade that I took. Now, what if I told you that there is an opportunity today, possibly, to get into a chain which would be the same as me getting into Solana at $13. In fact, many people are actually calling this chain the next Solana or the Solana Eater. What would you say? Would you take the trade? Well, I'm going to show you the trade and then we're going to decide together whether it's actually worth taking. That's what today's about. So if you didn't get into Solana at $13.57, maybe you got another chance. Let's get going. I see the comments, I see everybody in the comments. People are saying, is it Sui? Is it Casper? Nick Gasson is saying, huge show. Is it Casper? Is it Sui? Kendu? I don't even know what Kendu is, to be honest. Today's sponsor? No, it's not a sponsored show. Is it Algorand? Is it Elephium? You'll hear at the end. Well, not the end. It's somewhere near the end. It's only going to happen, by the way, when we get to at least 1,500 likes. At least 1,500 likes there. So good to see everybody. Good to see everybody in class here at, everyone back in class. People saying Phantom, Proppy. We're going to talk about all of those. We've got a big show today. Quite excited to be here with you guys. If you're excited, the main thing is that you smash the like button. Also, please just help us get to 1 million subscribers. We're so close. I'm tasting the 1 million subscribers. All I need you guys to do is subscribe to the channel. And that will take us very close to that 1 million subscribers. Remember, when we get to 1 million subscribers, that's when we start giving away the Banter bags, as long as Banter Plus is also on 350,000 subs. All right, I see the likes are going up very well. Very proud of you guys. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's show. Let's start off with the Bitcoin price. Remember I said to you yesterday, we were here, I said to you, I don't trust this pump, the one that took us to 61,385. I said to you guys, this is not the pump. For those of you who need some refresher, you'll realize is that while some people have been euphoric, and some people are saying that this is the end of the bear trap. And by the way, it could be the end of the bear trap. But I just don't trust this pump. Reason why I don't trust this pump is very simple. This pump is driven by leverage. When I woke up this morning, I said to you yesterday, the pump is driven by leverage. The pump won't succeed. As we got later on in the day yesterday, the pump never succeeded. And we are back down to 59,481. So that's where we're at, but I still maintain my position that in less than 40 days, we're going to get the big Bitcoin breakout. And one thing about what we're going to be talking about today is this tweet over here from CryptoDog where he says, you know, you need to start really thinking about how you want to be positioned when Bitcoin breaks out of $70,000. Got to start thinking about that now, because what you don't want to be doing is thinking about it when we break $70,000. It's almost like you got to get your pieces ready. So that when the game actually starts, you're ready to rock and roll. As it stands now, though, sideways chop again. It's a sideways chop that we've been talking about. It's 174, 175 days. Interest is at an all-time low. The open interest, if you look at the funding rates, holy shit, a lot of the funding rates are actually negative, which means that for those of you who are taking leverage, you're actually getting paid to be long, which is crazy. So you take leverage and you're actually being paid to hold that leverage. And I think the reason why this is happening is because this quarter or this part of the year has actually been about clearing the overhangs. We've had the Mt. Gox overhang. We've had the Silk Road overhang that the US government has been selling. You've got a whole lot of overhangs. In fact, yesterday we saw Mt. Gox moving 13,265 Bitcoin to exchanges. And that pressure is actually keeping the Bitcoin price down. But the Bitcoin price can't stay down for much longer. And I'll tell you how I know it can't stay down for much longer. I just look at the gold price. I know that Bitcoin is digital gold. Like, I know it. We know it. Everyone knows it. The market is looking at Bitcoin as digital gold. I don't see how gold can be at an all-time high. And I mean, gold is now at an all-time high. It's at $2,500. Gold's never been at $2,500 before. And digital gold is nowhere near its all-time high. In fact, I mean, if you believe in fractals, for me, this is probably the most... Let me just move aside so that those that are watching on mobile phones can actually see it. But I mean, I really hope that we start playing out like this in terms of the Bitcoin fractal. And there is another chart which I think is very, very, very important to keep an eye on, and that is the Dixie. We haven't been paying much attention to Dixie, but as you can see, while we haven't been paying attention, it's gone from that 105 level, and it's going to critical levels. I mean, if it breaks down below the 101 level, then we're going down quite a bit. And that is because what the market is seeing is the market is starting to see rate cuts. Now, if you look historically, what you can see is that when the Dixie breaks down, that is when we get into the final stages of the bull market. So you see that we had a Dixie breakdown over here, and then we got into the final aggressive stage of the bull market. And then we had a Dixie breakdown over here, and we then went into the parabolic stage of the bull market. And it looks to me like if this plays out, and remember the Dixie is key to risk asset pricing, because risk assets are actually priced relative to the dollar. When we price our Bitcoin, we are pricing our Bitcoin relative to the US dollar. That's why we say it's $65,000 or $61,000 per Bitcoin. So we're pricing it relative to the dollar. If the dollar goes down, the price of Bitcoin and the price of risk assets will go up. Now you combine that with the catch-up trade because of the fake suppression of Bitcoin by all these supply overhangs. And I have no doubt that we're going to get into a position where we have this massive, massive, massive catch-up trade. Now, don't forget that a couple of macro things are happening this week. You've got Powell speaking at Jackson's Hole, as we spoke about the other day. At Jackson's Hole, people are waiting. What the market is looking for certainty that Powell will actually start cutting rates in September. So if on Friday, when he actually speaks, he doesn't talk about cutting interest rates in September, then we've got a big problem. So listen out what he says in Jackson's Hole. See, now I'm confusing myself. Listen out what he says in Jackson's Hole on Friday, and listen out for the rate cuts thing. I think that's what everybody's talking about. The other thing is we're going to get the Fed minutes coming out sometime today. And when the Fed minutes come out, the Fed minutes are the minutes of the previous board meeting. We can then see what they did speaking about, what they said speaking about a rate cut. Now, we kind of know what they said. They probably repeated what they've been saying all the time, that they need to be patient and they're looking for the jobs market. And now what we do know is that the jobs numbers are going to get revised, and that's going to happen today. The FOMC revisions coupled with the FOMC minutes. So the jobs revisions are going to be released, I think, today, and we're expecting the job market to actually be worse than we initially thought. And if the job market is worse than we actually thought, then we're going to get the rate cuts. And then when we get the rate cuts, then we're going into this period of increasing liquidity, and it's actually increasing global liquidity, and that starts the risk asset rally. So I tweeted this yesterday where I said there is 40 days. So I'll tweet again later today and I'll say less than 49 days until, in fact, let me just do it right now because otherwise I might forget. I'm going to keep this running and basically keep this running here and just say less than 39 days to the Bitcoin breakout. And I really, really, really believe that it is less than 39 days to the Bitcoin breakout. So that is where we're at when it comes to Bitcoin. I did speak about global liquidity. And what you can see here is that the global liquidity chart is going up. But at the same time, the stablecoin liquidity, which is the crypto liquidity, is actually going up and starting to go up quite aggressively. You can see it right now. So it's on $168.24 billion. Another $1 billion was minted. In fact, if you look at the amount of mintings this week, you've had $3 billion minted in 1 week. Now, when you look at this, I mean, just look at the rate of growth of this chart. The $3 billion really shows an increase in momentum. This is the $3 billion that's coming in here is the money that's coming in here is eventually going to have to filter into the token market. No one's putting US dollars on chain not to do anything with US dollars on chain. And we're almost at all-time highs in terms of stablecoin liquidity. Now, when you get all-time highs in terms of stablecoin liquidity, and when you get all-time highs in terms of institutions holding assets, it makes sense that the market cap of crypto needs to be at an all-time high. So if you think about, like, if the stablecoin ratio goes to all-time highs and the new buyers go to all-time highs, which is the two forces that are actually pushing up the prices of crypto, then crypto has to go to all-time highs. And we're nowhere near all-time highs at the moment. And so we're going to land up with a catch-up trade there. I mean, it's inevitable. It's just, it's almost like you know for sure this thing is going to happen and you're just sitting here waiting for it to happen. Now, the market can be irrational for a long time, but eventually the fundamentals and the price have to catch up. So that is where we're at. Now, when the global crypto liquidity actually comes in, the stablecoin liquidity actually comes in, the biggest beneficiaries of that stablecoin liquidity are actually going to be the altcoins. There's no doubt about that. That is the beginning of the crazy, crazy, crazy altcoin cycle. And, you know, right now, when you look at altcoins, I mean, today, there are a few green ones, there are a few red ones. Generally, it looks to me like it's a little bit more red than green. If you look at, the ones that are green, what you can see is like Tron's green, Matic's green, Aave is green. There seems to be a DeFi run. I see that Aave is green, I think. And I also saw, if I'm not mistaken, did I see Curve running a bit earlier? So I saw Curve running a bit earlier on the second one. By the way, if you're not using Banter Bubbles, remember, all our researchers live here in the newsroom. If you want like news and bubbles at the same time, this is probably the best place in the world, in the universe, actually, to get this kind of stuff. I see Sundog is up. What's Sundog? It must be Justin Sun's dog. Is it his actual dog?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a
Trumpy. Someone says my hair's on point today. It's on point, bros. It's on point. Okay, so I do see that there are green bubbles. The other thing that I see is I see success. I see Phantom is touching 40 cents. I think Phantom is about to explode. I said it here. I also said it in Front Runners. At 36 cents, I told the guys, listen, it's time to be buying Phantom. I don't know if you remember that call. If you were in Front Runners, congratulations. If you're not in Front Runners, I'm giving you until Friday. After Friday, my offer doesn't stand anymore. If you remember, what is my offer? Join this week. We will guaranteed let you in. And if you're unhappy after 1 month, we will guaranteed refund you your money. So my suggestion is go. Also, remember, if you do join before Friday, you do stand a chance to win that ticket to Singapore because we are flying one person from Front Runners to join us at our party in Singapore. And the party looks fucking amazing. Got an amazing place at Marina Bay Sands. It's going to be fucking epic. I'm telling you, it's going to be like the party of the year. So join up until Friday. Up until Friday, you can join. And on the free refund special, on the free refund special. But after today, we're not going to do it. So I want you guys to go here, click on Front Runners. You'll guaranteed get in this week, even though usually we close it. All right. So we do have some DeFi coins running. Aave looks like it's running. Curve looks like it's running. By the way, I would be buying both Aave and Curve. Because I just think that number one, if you look at the altcoin index, you'll realize that altcoin sentiment has never, ever, ever been that low. Never, ever, ever been that low. And, or has been, but for very short periods of time. And, you know, like altcoins are cyclical. Markets are cyclical. You buy at the bottom, you start at the top. Look at the speculation index. I mean, it's been cyclical every other cycle. You're going to tell me that this cycle is going to stop being cyclical? It's just nonsensical if you think like that. You got to be buying. You want these kind of trades. You got to be buying when other people aren't buying. And I'm just showing you how easy it is to be buying because right now nobody's buying altcoins. Nobody's paying attention to altcoins. No matter which chart you look at it. Look at any chart that you want. No one's buying fucking altcoins. No one's paying attention. This is when we pay attention. So you can see there is a DeFi season warming up here. Curve, all these ones. I'm going to show you in a second why they are running. People buying Aave, people buying Curve. So I do think that is one of the narratives that's actually running. But I think there's no waste any more time because I know what you guys are thinking. You guys are thinking, hold on a second. We came here because you told us that you found a Solana killer. And there is a chain out there which people are calling the Solana killer. And I think our job is to decide whether or not it is like buying Solana at $13. So is there a 10x potential in this chain? That's the question. And if it is, then we should probably try and get into it now. So the big question is, what about people are talking about Baked. We'll talk about Baked at the end of the show. What about this chain? What is this chain? And can this chain actually be the next Solana? And is it really right now at a 1/10th of the market cap of Solana? And the answer is, in terms of the market cap, it's just over 1/10 of the market cap of Solana. In terms of whether it can reach the market cap of Solana, that is what we're going to talk about today. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. Now, I don't know, I do see some people still guessing in the comments what the chain that we're going to be talking about today is. And some of them are actually, some of you guys are actually right. The chain that I want to talk to you about today is actually Tron, the Tron chain. I've spoken to you about Tron chain for the last couple of days. And I think the reason why we've got to talk about it is because it's exactly what I said to you guys a few days ago when it was at this level over here. And I said to you, what it looks like to me is that Tron may actually be one of the only blockchains that is about to break its 2021 high and actually go into real price discovery. Now, there's very, very, very few chains that have managed to do it. And certainly very few chains that are sitting at all-time highs right now in this dip in the altcoin market, right? So now the big question is, when you look at the Tron market cap, right now is, let's quickly have a look here. We can look at it together. So Tron's market cap right now is $14 billion. Solana's market cap right now is $80 billion. There's a 5x difference between them. And the big difference is, if you buy Tron now, is that like buying Solana 5x ago? So is that like buying Solana at like $40 or whatever the number is? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So the first thing is, you got to understand what Tron is and what's powering Tron. Tron is a blockchain which was founded in the 2018 or somewhere around there. And Tron is a very fast and very, very, very cheap blockchain. And it was founded by a guy called Justin Sun, who we'll talk about in a second. What's powering this crazy move in the Tron blockchain is, of course, meme coins. It seems like very recently, Justin Sun, who's the founder of Tron, has decided to go all in on meme coins. So he's gone all in on meme coins. He's launched this pump.fun competitor called Sun Pump. And this is a pump.fun competitor. And what he's done is, he has gone all in on pumping meme coins on the Tron chain. And he says SunPump active users reached all-time highs. SunPump newly created tokens reached all-time highs. SunPump trading volume reached all-time highs. SunPump revenue. He's all in on meme coins on the Justin Sun chain, which is the Tron chain. That's what's going on. And it's starting to get a lot of attention. People are saying, I read this tweet, said, going to get a lot of shit for saying this, but Tron memes remind me of BSC shitcoining in 2021. No advanced tool, no snipers, fair launches and good vibes. Everything you touch goes up. I don't know, man. I'm genuinely enjoying every moment. So there's a lot of attention. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, says Justin Sun. If you look at the fees, Avi Feldman, who's a prominent DeFi and crypto investor, he says Tron is basically up only this year and has generated the most fees out of any crypto protocol in the last 90 days. I didn't realize this. What's actually going on? Obviously, he's not watching our shows. If Avi was watching our shows, he would have known a few days ago, he would have known round about here. Now, granted, we didn't catch the whole pump, but he would have known round about here. He would have made 60% and under the assumption that he wasn't actually leveraging. And if Justin Sun was actually using this link over here to trade on Bybit, and he was trading on leverage, then not only would he stand a chance to win a Cybertruck in less than 24 days, but he could also trade on leverage. Okay, now that would be amazing for Justin Sun, but clearly Justin Sun doesn't know this. If any of you do speak to Justin Sun, what I need to do is tell him that if he opens a Crypto Banter account with any link, and then you signs up for this campaign here. Every time he trades, he enters the competition to win a Cybertruck. So as I was saying, the Tron chain is getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of attention from a lot of people. People are saying that what Justin Sun has done to Tron just in the last couple of days is bigger than everything that we spoke about the base summer, right? Sun Pump, which is Pump Fun on Tron, earned 143K in fees just yesterday, and it's just going up. Duo9, who is an account that doesn't really like Solana, says, we keep talking about Solana, but we're missing the elephant in the room, Tron. It's 10 times bigger than Solana. Then you've got Taiki, who's a friend of the channel. He says, TRX is even more deflationary than ETH. Ultrasound is Ultra Sun Money, he calls it. If you look at the fees on the Tron blockchain, no doubt, okay, yesterday, let's look at the last 7 days fees. So 7 days fees, Tron was much bigger than any of the other protocols. 30-day fees, Tron. Second, in terms of fees generated. So you can see that this is not bullshit. The chain is actually getting a lot of attention. People are using it a lot. And as this tweet over here says, Tron is doing 1% of the volume of Solana and has P huge attention here. I think it means he has P huge attention here. In my heart of hearts, I believe this PVE event will slowly bubbling like we haven't seen in a long time. So a lot of people talking about the Tron chain. And remember I said to you yesterday that the way that a chain lands up becoming loved is the chain has to create millionaires. And a lot of millionaires are being created on Tron at the moment. So you got this success story of a trader turning $1,690 into $20 million in 6 days. No jokes. And when you hear stories like that, you know for sure people are going to love the chain. You know that, right? So I think that's the story of the chain. But let's talk about the founder, because a lot of you haven't been here for a long time. And we take for granted that everyone just knows what we know. And we've been here for a hell of a long time. In fact, I met Justin Sun back in 2016 or 2015. So who is Justin Sun? Justin Sun is a Chinese, he's a whiz kid. Okay, the guy is a serial entrepreneur. He was the founder of the Tron blockchain. But before he was the founder of the Tron blockchain, believe it or not, Justin Sun actually worked at Ripple. He led their China business. In fact, that's where he made all his money. He got into Ripple very, 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 very early. And he got a big, big, big chunk of Ripple tokens at like 0.000 something cents. And he was developing their market. Now, ironically, Justin Sun says that he was reflecting on his history. He said both Vitalik and him had interactions with Ripple. Interestingly, I managed to secure the job at Ripple. Interesting, he secured the job while Vitalik didn't participate because he couldn't get a visa to work at Ripple on this program. He's a very, very, very wealthy guy. I mean, this guy has more money than a lot of people in the game. He's very wealthy. This is just one of his accounts or just some of his accounts on Arkham. In these accounts, he has $1 billion. But he has a lot more money. In fact, don't know if you guys know this or if you guys remember, but he was actually the guy who won the bid to take Warren Buffett out for lunch. He paid like $5 million and he landed up taking Warren Buffett out for lunch. I don't know how many of you guys were around and how many of you guys ever remember that. Suzu says something very interesting about Justin Sun. He said he's a fighter who has weathered more storms than most. Tron is a chain that has more adoption than pretty much all. These are simple facts. Look, I've met Justin. And I think Justin is a very, very, very smart guy. He's definitely one of the smartest people that I've ever met in my life. He's a grifter of sorts. He's always chasing the latest narrative. Sometimes he's ahead, sometimes he's behind. But he's always been around and he's been a fundamental part of blockchain. And like most good founders in blockchain, he also has the SEC after him. So like most good founders, the SEC has charged him and his companies with fraud and other securities laws. Like every other good founder in crypto, you can't get away from it, especially if you're Asian, because the SEC loves to make examples out of Asians. It's just one of those things. I think the SEC is racist. They always go for like the Asian founders. Anyway, so that is who Justin Sun is. Now, the big question is, you now know who Justin Sun is. You now know what's happening on the Tron chain. Question is, can it be the next Solana? If you buy Tron now, are you actually buying Solana at one-fifth of the price? So let's talk about quickly what the Tron chain has been all about. Tron is a very fast, very, very, very cheap blockchain. In fact, it was the first fast, cheap blockchain that people actually started to use. And the reason why people actually started to use Tron was to transfer USD. That's what people did. So because it was too expensive to transfer USD on Ethereum, people started to transfer USD on Tron, because I don't know if you've been on an exchange and you've tried to move money out of the exchange and they ask you, how do you want to move these USDC? If you move the option down to TRX chain, your fees become very, very low. And that's pretty much how Tron made its name. And if you look at the market share that Tron has of the stablecoin network, it's almost one third of the entire stablecoin network. So I showed you that the total stablecoin market cap was $168 billion. Now, bear in mind that of that, $60 billion, which is about one third, is sitting in, it's actually more than one third, is sitting on the Tron chain. So up until now, Tron has been a chain for transferring money, USD, very cheap. That is the number one use case of a Tron blockchain. Moving dollars from one place to another, dirt cheap. Now, I told you the other day that what is blockchain? Blockchain is the ability to create, trade, and move value from one place to another very cheaply globally. That's what blockchain is. And so you ask yourself, is there a future for Tron? Should you actually be buying Tron? Well, the way I see it is as follows. I don't know if Tron's the next Solana. I mean, I've got to take my hat off to Justin Sun for everything that he's achieved. I think it's amazing that this guy has, you know, achieved this much. He's got a lot of hate and a lot of love along the way, but he effectively, you've got to respect the hustle and you've got to respect what Justin Sun has managed to do. He built a chain that has over one third of all stablecoin trade. In fact, probably more than one third of stablecoin trade, but definitely one third of stablecoin market cap all locked up on this chain. And you can see that when you look at a whole bunch of different dashboards. And you can also see that he's been quite good in terms of creating almost gasless and sometimes even gasless transfers of stablecoins. And now what's happened is he's added another use case to the blockchain. And he's obviously spending a lot of his money to pump the meme coins on Tron. Question is whether that is enough to take the Tron price into price discovery and to actually be flying. So let me tell you how I think about it. Number one, I do back Justin Sun to be able to get this chart into price discovery. I have no doubt about that. I really think that Justin Sun is a genius marketer and he is going to do whatever he needs to do to get this into price discovery. He's spending a lot of his money to make sure that the meme coin economy flourishes on Tron. I believe that there's a lot of influencers that are incentivized to speak very highly of Tron. And I think that that will by itself move the Tron market cap higher, or the Tron price and market cap higher than its 2021 high. And then we're going to definitely go into price discovery. So from that point of view, I believe great investment. And I think that a lot of the big names are actually starting to get into it. But I also think the following. I told you before that I think it's the end of the meme coin cycle. And I think that, you know, Pump.fun killed meme coins. Too many meme coins were launching. Meme coins are an attention economy. And when too many meme coins launch, the attention is spread so thin that it's actually not even fun anymore. And so what I see here is Justin Sun actually arriving at the party very, very late. It's like arriving at the nightclub at 5 a.m. All the girls are gone and some guys are going to check out this new place called Tron. That's pretty much how I see this meme coin cycle. People want dopamine. They're not getting it on Solana anymore because there's too many fucking meme coins on Solana. But there is one place where there's not too many meme coins, and that's Tron. And so I think what's going to happen is we're going to get one last soiree on Tron. It's like that one last, you know, if you're going to a party, it's like you take that one last pull or you take that one last drink and you go for one last dance. That's what it is, right? And it's like Ansem says, he says, this Tron segment reminds me of when we bridged to Harmony last cycle. It was like the last part of the bull market. It was the last soiree. And a lot of people are very, very skeptical about it. And to be honest, I think they're going to get it through an all-time high. Would I be holding Tron now into the next cycle? Nah. But if you want a great trade, then, you know, you kind of know this guy's going beyond price discovery. Get in, just make sure you don't marry it, and get the fuck out. It's so simple. You walk in. It's like we've spoken about this example before. It's like walking into the whorehouse. Go in there, do your business. When it's done, take your money and leave. That's it. Don't leave your wallet wallet there, because then your money will be gone. And so what I'm saying is, right now you're at a party, the music's pumping, enjoy it, dance, but just know when to leave, because you don't want to be the last person to leave that party. When you do, it's what Zoran Cole says. He says, I heard you're all gambling on a new chain this week. Yet again, liquidity is rotating. Before another flash, many of you haven't learned from your past transgressions. I don't need apologies, but your portfolios will. Again, what do I think is going to happen? I think up, break, go into price discovery. And then if you can catch the all-time high, I would catch the all-time high. And then I would get out. I certainly wouldn't be holding it as one of the biggest holdings in my portfolio. Alrighty, before I get into the last part of the show, which is the cool part of the show, I do want to remind you guys, if you haven't already signed up, you know what? You got no hours, no minutes, and no seconds to sign up to Kyle's Whale School. But I think you can still sign up today. I think this watch is wrong. So what I recommend you do quickly, because this is your last chance, go and sign up to Whale School. It's the last chance. The next Whale School is going to cost $999. This one is free. Go and sign up. I promise you, it's one of the best trading schools you can ever, ever, ever do. And it's the last time that it's ever going to be free. All right, let's quickly go into our political corner. So I don't know if you noticed this, but we got Trump back leading the polls, 52%, Kamala Harris at 47%. What happened? Well, there's a combination of two things that happened. The first thing is that RFK, who's got about 5% of the vote, is now talking about shutting down his campaign and joining the Trump administration, and Trump is actually open to it. So this is Kennedy's running mate.
There's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Waltz presidency, because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump and
so that's the first thing that happened. So you've got RFK talking about joining forces with Trump, and that's very, very good. That's amazing for Bitcoin, because then you've got like a powerhouse around Bitcoin. The second thing is that Kamala didn't say anything, and while she didn't say anything, her ratings went up. But as soon as she started talking, and it's just, as soon as she started talking about her policies, I mean, the stuff that comes out of her mind is destructive. They're talking about, get this, they're talking about increasing capital gains tax because they want to tax the rich. But they're also talking about a proposal that taxes unrealized gains by 25%. Now, a lot of people don't understand what unrealized gains are. Unrealized gains are gains that you haven't yet taken your money on. So imagine this. Imagine you bought Bitcoin for $60,000. And in the end of the year, in December, Bitcoin goes to $100,000. Even though you haven't sold the Bitcoin, under this proposal, you would need to pay tax, 25%, on the difference between the $60,000 and $100,000. Now imagine that you take all your money and you buy Bitcoin. You've only got $60,000. You buy Bitcoin with that $60,000. You don't have any other money. Bitcoin gets to $100,000, but you haven't sold it. You haven't taken profit yet. You would need to pay 25% of your 40 gain, which is $10,000, in tax. Where do you get the money from? You are then forced to sell the asset. Now, I've given you an example of Bitcoin, but imagine that on property. Imagine you buy a property and the property it goes up in value. Now you don't have any other money, so you got to sell the property to pay a tax, because you got to pay tax on an unrealized gain. Imagine that. So that's the story. The story is that the Democrats have now proposed this crazy 25% tax. And so far, every time they've opened their mouth, price controls, higher corporate taxes, unrealized capital gains tax, they're not doing themselves any favor. And that's why in today's poll, Trump seems to be the ultimate leader. Let's just see. People are talking about an insane 15-minute candle. What have I missed you? Okay, there is a good candle. I won't lie, but I mean, insane is a big word. I thought you guys were going to $60,000, $70,000. I mean, we're not there yet. I did say I talked for 2 minutes about gummy and baked. So, yeah, a lot of people think, why are you keeping so quiet about gummy and baked? Guys, have you seen the market? Have you seen the market for meme coins? The market for meme coins is shot. Do you think that we're going to waste bullets in a market that is shot? Or do you think we're going to wait for the music to start pumping before we start really pushing the tokens? What do you think? You do your own calculations. I mean, come on, you know exactly. Any money that any token spends on marketing right now is absolutely completely wasted, because you cannot move, you cannot swim against the tide. It's impossible. You cannot swim against the tide. And right now the tide, specifically for small meme coins, is all the way down. Hey, let's just chill. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends. And if you haven't already liked this content, smash the like button one last time. Let's go.